completely sponsored.
Completely sponsored?
Just completely sponsored by my friends. Because, you know, the whole, my divine enterprise, I think every enterprise is, you know, I mean, I talked to Kalyanika a few weeks ago. I mean, I talked to her often, but she's telling me there's even, all these stores are closing in our neighborhood at home.
Oh, yeah.
My shop is, like, Starbucks closed this summer, and now 7-Eleven, and they're, you know, thinking of closing the post office next to us. It's like, we'll be the only thing left standing.
Wow.
But anyway, I hope the post office doesn't close. That would be true. But anyway, so my friends really rallied, friends in, you know, in other centers around the country. I'm going to finish today.
Yeah. Oh, finally. Wow. 3,000 miles, right?
Yeah, 3,100,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, you look.
So say hi to your wife.
Hi, okay.
Anyway, so... I can't remember what I was saying. Well, just with my friends from different centers, the American centers, and even a few other centers gave funds...
To make it all happen.
To make it happen, because I really... I couldn't see how I could manage it because the store is so delicate financially. And it's been like that for a few years, but, and I mean, I have gotten support for quite a few years, you know, some support for quite a few years. You know, a lot of support, but not like this. This was really amazing, so.
How is that organized, even?
Well, Savita did it last year, and this year Senyo Gita and Madhavi organized it. But Savita's always involved. Yeah, she is. And a lot of girls from the local area, and also, you know, this centers around the country gave, or individuals in those centers, whatever. You know. So I'm so lucky and so grateful. Without that, I really couldn't have run this year.
Well, it's no joke. I mean, to be here for 2 months and try and run a business at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really lucky. Kalyanika does a great job. She's very good. And this summer we had Urdagati from Bulgaria just, you know, like working with Kalyanika. And but she was very, I think she was very good.
Now, Shubha, when you got up this morning and opened your eyes, was it just another day at the office or?
No, I actually, in the middle of the night I got up and then I managed to leave my light on. So every half, like hour or so, I look around the room and go, oh yeah. And Savita put this cute card for me with Snoopy, and it says "Yippee, hooray!" And you open it up, it plays music. You know that Snoopy song, da 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 da.
Yeah.
So it's been a really fun morning so far.
I mean, you've been looking pretty happy coming in the mornings for some time, but it always has to feel a little different on this day.
Yeah. And last night I was feeling like, I'm so glad I get to come out and run again tomorrow.
So you're saying to yourself, boy, I'm glad I get to come back one more time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure the boys feel that way too. It's like you really... And then I have to, you know, after this, then I have to integrate back into regular society. I'm serious. It's an adjustment. It's
yeah.
Of course, I'm not alone out here, but, you know, it's a small group that I'm, you know, that I, of people that I'm seeing and spending time with. And then it's definitely an adjustment. And also, you're used to being outside all day, you know, having air, and then you
must feel a little claustrophobic being inside all the time.
Just a little bit. I mean, not that I'm inside all the time otherwise, but it's just different, you know. So, it takes a few.
No, I noticed you said goodbye to the lady here in the corner. You've said goodbye to them. It's like we've had a nice summer together, and...
Yeah, I know these people for years.
Well, what was her name here?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I don't know her name. Oh. I know Anna Brahma girls know her name because she's a customer of theirs, and she had an amazing story where she had some illness or something, and she came back by, you know, walking and, you know, having, you know, whatever else she had to do. But she's a really fine person.
And you knew the man with the dog on the other side?
Yeah, his wife, she used to come out more often. They live right across the street up there. And sometimes she would come around with me, just, you know, part of the way around. And now they have that dog. That's a cute dog.
It's a very cute dog. So 29 miles, what time do you think you're going to finish then?
I think like 3 or 3:30. It's kind of hard to predict because I won't take as long of a break at noon, and then unless it pours rain, I won't walk too much probably.
Well, certainly you're moving pretty good right now.